Tuesday, May 22nd, 2012, in Oroville. Hot weather. Yes, it's often a greeting these days. Wow, it's so hot. But today there's a 20% chance of rain. High temperature 36 degrees Celsius. Heat index 43, as the humidity is 67%, with southwesterly winds 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. The featured interview today is with newcomer Torkil, a man of diverse interests, talents, and high energy to work on many projects in tandem. Okay, here we go. So, good morning, Torkil.
Good morning, Malinka.
I'm wondering what you'd like to share with our listeners today about what's brought you here and what you're currently up to.
What brought me here? That's a very long story. I started coming in Oroville just after the tsunami. I was working for a foundation who did development project in India and China. And I was asked to make a tsunami relief project. And we could have chosen any place along the coast that was hit by the tsunami in 2005. But because the foundation was from Denmark and I'm from Denmark, we chose Trangambadi or Trangabau, which was a former Danish settlement. And it was meant to be only a tsunami relief project. But because our connection to this place historically and our interest in heritage protection, we got involved in trying to preserve the Trangabau place. And through this work, I got in contact with a lot of people who became partners in this project. First of all, Ajit, who is heading Intact Pondicherry, which have done a lot of work the last 7 years in Trangabau to try to restore the place to its former glory. And then through other partners, it became Upasana, and then it became other partners. Walter had been working a lot for the restoration of the forest that was around Trangabau earlier. And so slowly I came more and more in Oroville. And a couple of years ago, I was so happy that I became friends of Oroville, and I even got a place to live in Oroville. I think I have been very lucky because it is so difficult to find a place in Oroville, and a lot of people are trying their best to somehow find a way to come to Oroville. So I must say I have been very blessed, and somebody has been behind me. I don't know who, but for me it has been quite easy. And in many ways it has also been a very long process for me, because I've been in and out of Oroville the last 7 years, and now when I'm finally become a newcomer, I must probably be one of the people coming as a newcomer who have had the longest time to think about if I should do it or not. So the decision to become a newcomer is at least based on a very, very long time and involvement. So it must be very firm. And it was quite funny when I wanted to become a newcomer, I had to go to the same procedures. Even I was a friend of Oroville, that's very fine. And I was asked why I wanted to change from friends of Oroville, because I had all the what I wanted. Why did I want to become a newcomer? And I said, I thought it would be very fair that this place, which have received me so well, that I also took the last step and became Oroville. So I find it a little bit funny to be asked that question, but that's okay. So that's a long story about how I came here.
And your current involvement?
I have had many projects together with Upasana. The project Upasana I've had, it is Ghani Cotton, the Varanasi weavers, and also their involvement in Trangabau for the craft of Trangabau has been in cooperation with me. And you could say this cooperation have continued into other projects. And our project now, which is called Janaki, is just setting off. And that's a project I probably would like to use a lot of energy in, because I feel it's a very important project. I don't know how much people know of Janaki. Janaki is called the House of Conscious Living. It is bringing the a lot of the things produced in Oroville and organic cotton, organic food to a bigger audience in India. It's planned to have several shops in India, somehow bringing Oroville to India. And it's not so much, you could say this about bringing products of Oroville to India. It's okay, there's product knock in this world and the products of Oroville, so of course, is very beautiful, but why should we do that? Because you could say consumption is high enough in this world. So making this House of Conscious Living is more to tell a message and inform people about something important, where we use, you could say, a kind of shop and restaurant for organic products as a vehicle to tell the message we want to tell. We are deeply concerned about the way the world and the world economy moves, and consumerism and the growth, economic growth, seems to be the only answer that the our economic system has to have to all the crises they come to. And we all know that this cannot go on. The world population is already very, very large, and if everybody just wants to consume as much as the Western world, this is simply not possible. The planet is not big enough for all of us. So we are very concerned about this. So you could say, why make another shop to sell products? It's actually to tell the message about this and make people take more conscious choices in their life, and also the choice about whether to consume or not. You could actually in the shop see a sign saying that, do you really need to buy? It's not so much about a business plan to put up shops, but it will also be because he can only sustain himself by earning enough money that it's actually able to sustain itself. Nobody wants to run this just for the sake of it. But the main issue is actually the message we want to come with.
And conscious and living.
More conscious living. People have to be more considerate and think about the way they live.
Making the right choices.
That's true. And we feel that you could, of course, try to tell this message alone, but we feel it's so difficult, and it's always so difficult when you want to talk about some ethical and moral issues that people will see you as one who is saved, and it will be difficult to get the message through. People will laugh a little bit of you, and we feel that you have to have another vehicle somehow to spread out this message, and we through this chain of shops we hope to form a community that is more conscious about the way of living, and that it can be spread in this way.
Mm.
So that's actually the main issue, that there's a lot of work to put up these shops and a lot of work to try to make them run. That's okay. But it's not only for that, else we wouldn't do it.
I see. So it seems that it's a way that you'll reach people that makes it, it's a bit of honey to make the medicine go down.
That could be a way of telling it. We just feel that the message alone will be difficult, even if you try to put it in the smart way and the right way. There are many who tries to come with this message. We are, of course, not alone. There are many other like-minded people. But we feel this is one of the ways where we could come to a larger audience.
Fantastic work you're already involved in. So this is what you will concentrate on for the time being.
Yeah, then sometimes it's difficult to not get involved. And of course, the cyclone was for many of us a period where we had to rethink things. And it was quite a shock for many of us that it could happen. And I must say that I've always been very interested in wood, and I have done a lot of designs and worked a lot with wood. So seeing all these trees coming down was not only sad to see the nature being damaged, but also just to see that it might just go wasted. So I got involved rather quickly in trying to at least make a registration to somehow safeguard the wood, that it doesn't at least the best of it. One part of the wood will be firewood, and that will be sold. That's easy enough. But the other part, trying to save the best of the wood and put it into a use where it is best used, because there's a lot of beautiful timber what has come down, and it would be such a shame to see it just go for firewood.
Well, we have, of course, as you know, some wonderful carpenters, some artists who work with wood, sculptors. So I'm hoping that some of that wood gets into their hands.
For sure. I think it's not the issue. There is so much wood. We have made the registration of the best wood, what we call the A wood. And a team has been moving around and measuring all this wood and taking pictures of them and give them a number. So now we have a big database, so we know all the best wood that has come down. There's enough wood for everybody. So, but it's beautiful what the artisans do with the wood. But it's a limited amount they can use. There are thousands of cubic feet of good timber. So we have to find other ways. And one of the ways I have been involved in is actually to make a furniture production of some of the best wood and trying to use organic forms. We have an idea to call it the eye of the cyclone wood. And it's also organic in the sense that it has been grown locally in Oroville, and it's so it's both organically grown and it's also organic forms we want to use. So we think that it could be a good way to get the wood in use in a very good way, and the story will follow the furniture that it is from the cyclone and it's from Oroville. So it could be an interesting way to combine both a message and a very good way that also economically some money could come back to Oroville for this wood.
Beautiful. Organically grown, organically brought down to the floor, and perhaps finding its way into Janaki.
Yeah, it will be Janaki who holds this project. So I'm working closely together with Ricardo about making a lot of samples now. And then the first samples are out, and there's a lot of interest for these beautiful trees. We have worked a lot now with the work tree, which when rightly polished gets beautifully golden. We're now making samples of the transformation tree, which is very white, and it's also very beautiful. So a lot of things will come up, and we have very hopes we'll be able to show everybody what we are working with right now.
About the proposed railway. Two possible tracks for the proposed Pondicherry-Chennai rail link around and through Oroville. Well, Sadhana Forest community was notified much too late of the new railway development, but in the last 2 weeks they're trying hard to divert the line just a bit for the few hundred meters so that it doesn't go right through their community. The railway authorities are more receptive now to the western route, particularly because of its proximity to industrial estates. They want to work with Oroville to find the best route. In fact, they had already surveyed land in some of Oroville's forests, and finding them beautiful, they didn't want to cut them for the new line. So, what happens next? The railway authorities have invited Oroville to submit a paper explaining our concerns and why we favored the western route. This will help them in writing the detailed project report, which will be sent to the Railway Board in Delhi. The board will then make a decision, which has to be endorsed by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, headed by the Prime Minister. Whichever option is approved will then be referred to the Planning Commission, which will allocate the funds. All this will take at least 18 months, and only then will the process of land procurement begin, and nobody knows how long that can take. But once this is completed, there will be a call for tenders, and only then will construction begin. It's expected that this 180-kilometer line will take 3 to 4 years to construct. The line, being planned, will transport passengers from Pondicherry to central Chennai in about 2.5 hours, much faster, safer, more comfortable, earth-friendly, and cheaper than going by taxi. And this from Sri Aurobindo's Thoughts and Aphorisms. Meanness and selfishness are the only sins that I find it difficult to pardon, yet they alone are almost universal. Therefore, these also must not be hated in others, but in ourselves annihilated. Courage and love are the only indispensable virtues. Even if all the others are eclipsed or fall asleep, these two will save the soul alive. We've been listening to Oroville Radio on microphone Marlanka, today in studio Miriam and volunteer Shiva. Comments and queries may be directed to OrovilleRadio.org. Thank you for listening.